Last week we discussed various inyanei Rosh Hashanah. What I want to do is, within the weeks we have, discuss, you don't have that much time, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and various aspects of Sukkot. Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Lechol, Ve'erev Yom HaKippurim, L'harbos V'su'uda. Also the Hitzanos, Afilu Tainus Chalom. There are two reasons. Dub it afterwards after speaking. Okay. There are two reasons for this halacha. Gemara says called Och Vashosa Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah lechol erev Yom Kippur. As I said, the rice, that's why the Rambam said, Hilcha Shavuos. Someone take a Shavuot to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, Nishba Levatel, and so that's a deraisa. There are two reasons for it. And with many different halachas. One is that simply, Torah is mechayev you to eat, to prepare you for the tanis, so that you'll be able to fast properly and daven properly and function properly in Yom Kippur. It's one possibility. The other is a whole different thing. Yom Kippur is a complex day. Mar says, V'hogi Yom Tov Yisrael Ki Yom HaKippurim, with two above. The two greatest days of Simcha were Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Yom Kippur is the Yom of Kapara Savonis. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised us that if we fast on Yom Kippur, we do tshuva on Yom Kippur, we'll have Kapara Savonis. It's a day of Simcha. If it's a day of Simcha, there should be a Chi of Suda. So the din suda on Yom Kippur, which we can't have, we're makayim erev Yom Kippur. So there's very big difference. One is just eating, and one is a chi of suda. And that's mitzvah lechol erev Yom Kippur. Is it the din suda, or so? If you take a look in Shulchan, ulaharbos besu'udo. The pashtus of the Mechaber is a din suda, because that's why. The also the hisanos, afilu tainus chalom, no lasanos. Why? Simply because if one would have a tainus chalom, he could fast on any other day of the year, Shabbos, Yontif, etc. But on Erev Yom Kippur, not. That is because on a regular Yontif, you makayim the Yontif from many other things. Here, the only way to makayim the Yontif is through Suda, and therefore you mavatal the entire Yontif of Erev Yom Kippur. Because it does, Erev Yom Kippur has a din of Yontif, that is, we know from Al Pneihem Erev Yom Kippur. It is, there's no Tachton Erev Yom Kippur as a din of Yontif. We don't say, Ainam Lamatzeh Yan Chashem Yom Sora. That's the reason we Mayit Beslichus. So the Pasha of the Mechaber, he goes with the idea that it's a din Suda, it's a din Yontif. And the Yontif of Yom Kippur with Makayim the Suda, Erev Yom Kippur. That's why even people who generally don't like to wash, you know. So Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah. That's another, if you're just preparing for the Tanis, If there's a din su'uda there, because of din yantiv, so you should wash. Now it's a minig of kaparas. It's an old minig. Yes. The fact is, Yom Kippur is a yantiv. It is a day of simcha because it's a day of kaparas avos. Every yantiv is a chiyav suda, but you can't have it. But the din su'uda on that otherwise would be on Yom Kippur because it's a yantiv. The Torah was makdim to erev Yom Kippur. So you have a 2-day yantiv. Erev Yom Kippur is a yantiv. And Mimakayim the din yantiv only by suda. Okay, now the original minig of kaparas was that the kap, it's not the way it sort of evolved and I say devolved today. That is because there are many, many people who could not necessarily afford a full su'udas yantif. So it was shech taking a chicken, shechting a chicken, either giving the chicken to aniyim or giving the equivalent money to aniyim. People somehow, by Meshach HaZman, got a little confused what the ikar is and what the tofel was. Like many things in life, the ikar becomes the tofel becomes the ikar. So the ikar is the chicken. And they forgot all the time about the tzedakah. The original part of the minig, and that's the Rambam says, it's very symbolic, because we say, Zehar Tana Gol Yelech HaMisa, this will go to Misa instead of me. It's very symbolic to shake a person up. But the ikar, he says, but okay. If you're going to use it for the suda, if those of the momo and shenos the money. Okay. And now. No. Another halacha of Erev Yom Kippur. Well, the Gemara says, the Ramban explains this. The pasuk says, "Ki vayom hazeh yichapar aleichem letaher eschem tnei Hashem titoro." That means when Yom Kippur, you have to say vidui Erev Yom Kippur. And why? Lifnei Hashem titaru. So when you come to Yom Kippur, you should be tohar. However, the Gemara says they made a takana to do this in mincha of Erev Yom Kippur. Why? The person has to suda close to late in the day, and after the suda, he'll get involved. So he knows the chol hapachas that he's taking care of that to the maximum possible. If it's a mincha before the suda. Now, however, the Shulchan Aruch, the Morgan Avraham says a very simple thing. The Tfilas Mincha. Acher Elokai Netzor, he says, because of the Shalot, Ro'i Lahachmer Lehizvados Acher Achil Kodon Hashech. So that's the Rambam. It's the best thing is, even though they made a takana to guarantee that everyone would do that, however, since the Ikir of the Vidur is to come into Yom Kippur Tor, so therefore, it's again, one should have a vidu right before. That's why in our Nusach HaTfila, when before we call Nidre, for Shkia, Chazan, we say vidu again. Ramban is very clear, separate chiyuv from the Pasuk Lifnei Hashem Tetaru, right before Yom Kippur, to begin with the vidu. Number one. Number two. The very fundamental difference between the vidu on Yom Kippur and the vidu Kol HaShana. Take a look in the Rambam Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tshuva Halach Aleph. Rambam is very clear. The person does an aveira. He has to. He has to do whatever he can to do tshuva. Part of the tshuva is vidui. Vidui, when you say the vidui, if you take a look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tshuva, Halach Aleph, after Mefarat Techet. I did X, 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 and I'm not going to do it again. Now, however, that is the tshuva of Kol HaShana when I'm doing tshuva of Refa Chet. However, the tshuva Erev Yom Kippur, the tshuva on Yom Kippur, is a different sort of a tshuva. It's a different sort of a vidu. Rambam says, even though the Rambam Perek Aleph says, listen, that you have to be far to her. He says, Iker vidu yom kippur, aval anachnu chotano. That means, what is it? You look at yourself in a total picture, where you're holding, and say, no, I'm not holding in the madrig I'm supposed to. You don't have to spell it out, and therefore I'm going to change my entire madrig and my entire way of improving myself in a total way. And who says, the yachid, where do we do it? Yachid, we do it only in Tfilah Belachash. We do it after all kind of tzor. Ain't tzor chafarid hachet. You don't have to spell out hachet. The imrod still fired, or just be yachid. It's good to do. The mizvada belachash, nochon, it's proper to do it. Avo, kim spalabo kol rom. Oh, Shliach Tzivu, Kishchosetz, Vilchazor Sashatz, on Yom Kippur, not in Mincha. Ein lefar dachet. Umash omim alchet, we say alchet, of an echwanu sekotzen, etc. That's not Pirach. Pirach said specific things that I did. I did the following, on such and such a day, specific things that I did. But just to stand in Nusach HaTfil, to be more of a person to think about all the things he could do, is not Pirach. Sarach Hesvados Mu'umid. Vidui has to be on standing up. Says the Mogan Avrom. The Yishke, but standing up, but bowing yourself, come on, Mogan. You bow, you're supposed to bow down the same way you bow down in Mogan. Means you stand up because you're confronting Avraham Kodesh Baruch. If you take a look in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Aleph. It's Lifnei Hashem. You have to view that you're standing, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and saying, I did X, Y, Z that I was not supposed to. So that's why you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you stand up. You're also bent. So you stand up and you bend over. The Iker, it says, he says, the Iker vidui hu aval anachnu chatana. Now, there is a Gemara that says, Minayin Shaba'ona. How do you know that when you say vidui, you have to use the word ona? Or it says, Shinema, Moshe Rabbeinu says, ona ki chato om, chato agadola. Now, what does that mean? The Rambam here, Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam says like this, Hilchos Tshuva. He says, what is it? Ketzer Mezvada, Omer, Ono Hashem. Say two things, Ono, you used to have to use the word Ono, and you say Hashem. You're addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not talking to yourself, you're addressing it. Chatozi Ovisi Pashai Telefanech. Now, because you lifnei Hashem. Ono means please. The person has to say, please. I'm asking you for forgiveness. And he says, so what do you say? That's period chet. Nichamti charot ala ova. Ubost blo olam en yichoz ala dovaze. Now here, it's very important. Initially, many years ago, I was younger. I was very confused about Yom Kippur. Very confused about Yom Kippur. Because let's say a person speaks Lashon Hara and he wants it. Comes Yom Kippur, I'm sorry, I'm going to try better this year. Change myself. Fine. So, who can say I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again? It's pretty rough to say. So what is the Rambam talking about? Rambam says the following. If a person does something and he wants to change, and he completely has eliminated it from his being, that's it. That is vidui for specific. On the other hand, if a person on Yom Kippur, it's tshuva, it's a general tshuva, and if it does not follow the kolam, yes, I'm trying not to do it again. I'm embarrassed that I did it. I'm sorry that I did it. I will take concrete steps to improve myself. And I'm trying not to do it again. But it's not, I'm telling you definitively, I won't do it again. And that's the difference between two types of vidui and what Yom Kippur is about. The ik of vidui on Yom Kippur is Avol Anachnu Chatanu. Now, when the Gemara says, Minayin Shabo Ono, does that apply to only the vidui in a specific case, or the vidui on Yom Kippur as well? So if you take a look in most machzorim, they have in parentheses, ono with a nun aleph, nuschos acheros. Some nuschos have it this way. What is that? That's based on the entire problem in discussion, whether the Gemara says, minayin shav ono, it applies to the ono in a specific chet. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. He was asking, he was saying, vidui for Klal Yisrael about the chet ego. And he says, honor, does that apply to the vidui on Kippur or not? So therefore, it's a major machlokas. It doesn't cost too much to say the extra honor. So you should say it. Now, there's a mitzvah to be mosif. Okay, we always do that. Not to eat down for the last second. Now, now we go to, there's 6 Yisurim on Yom Kippur, 5 Inuyim, and Issa Melacha. Issa Melacha on Yom Kippur is the same as Issa Melacha on Shabbos. It's a Shabbos Shabbosim, no difference between the two. Number one. Number two, there is Chamisha Inuyim, Chi of Kares, is only for Achilu Shtiyah. According to the Rambam, all the other 4 Inuyim, means Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, Natasha Shamita, is Asa Duraisa, according to Tosis, is Asa Drabar. But, and that's a major split in Rishonim, whether it's Asa Duraisa or not. Now, let's get to define what each of these is. A chazara, rechitza, rechitza, b'yom kippur. Also, lirchotz b'yom kippurim, whatever. Just stick your finger in water. Also, hoshi yodo b'mayim, etc. If your hands are dirty, So then, it's mutter to clean your hands off. Rechitz is also, unless it's rechitz of a purpose X. The moment it's rechitz of a purpose X, then it becomes mutter. Now, you go to the bathroom, etc., you can wash your hands. Now, if I'm going a certain place, there's no issur for me. For instance, if I go to a dvar mitzvah and it's raining outside, I'm going to get drenched, no problem. Because I'm not going for the purpose of whatever, getting wet, and no problem. You know, I have to have kavanas rechitza for the purpose of rechitza. That's the only time it's also on Yom Kippur. Now, what about? Yes. That means if I want to do X and Azra's, if I'm going to a Dvar Mitzvah, I'm going any Dvar Mitzvah, and in order to do that, I have to get wet. That means it's raining outside. Well, the Gemara says you walk through a puddle, walk through a river. So, but your kavanah is Dvar Mitzvah, and you have no kavanah. The purpose of what you're doing is not the rechitza, so then it's mutter. I'm getting there. So let's say my hands are dirty. So what's the purpose? The purpose is getting rid of the dirt. That is fine. That is what. Now, netilas yadayim shachris. Netilas yadayim shachris is as follows. And here, the Rambam says it's also to wash your hands in Yom Kippur until it's your day of Shachris. So the Rambam uses it as a mitzvah drabonon, and it's not going to be matir. It's not going to be matir the issur d'oraisa. However, those who shown him were of the opinion that the reason you wash your hands Shachris is a ruach ruah. Which is the overwhelming Shitas Rishonim. So then they say there's no difference between that and washing your hands if your hands get dirty. Same thing. It's for the purpose of cleanliness, not rechitza l'shem rechitza.
Can someone take a shower if he's dirty?
What?
Can someone take a shower if he's dirty?
No. No. We can wash your hands, but if you happen to fall totally in a mud puddle and you're covered with mud from head to toe, then maybe yes. If my hands are dirty, I'm allowed just to take what is necessary to clean my hands. But that doesn't mean I just wash my hands in general. Now, that's Suchitza. The Rabbeinu of Rambam and Rambam writes that the only time he ever disagreed with his father in Psak Halacha was about washing Netilas Yadayim Shachris on Yom Kippur. I said, if my father were alive, I'd convince him that I was right. What? Yeah, of course. Pizza.
Pizza is for Tana?
No, that's a difference. Rechitza, the Shehemi, Rechitza for the purpose of Rechitza. Now, since a group of Talmidim managed to visit some so-called Talmid Chacham who says mutter to go on Harabayas. So it's a very interesting Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Also, Rambam talks: can you go Tfilas Keri on Yom Kippur? Rambam says, no. Why not? He says, because there's no chiyuv of tefillah scary. It's only a minig. And number one. Number two, he says, if you go to mikveh for the purpose of tahara, that would be mutar. However, it says, nowadays, everyone's tamei mes. And so whatever tumah you have is not removed by going to mikveh. The Rambam sheet is, if you have a big tumah and a small tumah, as long as you have a bigger tumah, you can't get rid of the small tumah until you get tumah. So therefore, which means the halach of going on Harabai is based on Mikdash is as follows. Also it says, called Surah v'chol zo v'chol tomei l'nafesh, Yishalch min ha-machne. So a Metzorah goes out of Yerushalayim. Tumei yotzo olav migufo, that's a Balkeri, a Nida, a Zova, Zov, cannot go on Harabayas. A Tmei Mes cannot go on into the Mikdash. Called Tzorua v'chol zo v'chol tomei l'nafesh. So that would mean if a person goes to mikveh, and he's a tamei mes, maybe he can go on Harabayis, but just not go to the makom hamikdash. First of all, we don't know where the makom hamikdash is. Number one. Number two, Rambam says no. As long as you're a tamei mes, you can't get rid of all the other tumas you have, and you'll still remain a tamei sheret, tamei keri, tumas nida, etc. So that's why people. And the Rambam is talking about a chiyuv kares. That's why people, the whole shaila, where Harabayis begins, the outside of the wall and the inside of the wall. That's a whole discussion. Putting your fingers in between the cracks is a whole shaila. Whether Tomei can stick his hands into Harabayis or not. Okay. This Rambam is very key, not only for Yom Shom Kippur, but for the so-called great geniuses who think that they can go on Harabayas. Okay, that is the Sicha Nilas. Then we get Nilas Hasandel is a little more complicated because people think it's very, very simple about wearing shoes that do not have leather. Next week, I want to go through that in detail, and you'll see it ain't so simple. That's why even though my shoes have no leather in them, but I do not wear these shoes. On Yom Kippur, you know, they're totally plastic, etc. We'll go through that. We'll go through the other inuyim on Yom Kippur, Sicha, and Nilas Sandal. That sandal especially, because I want to show you the entire picture of what Nilas Sandal is, and what all the various studim are and the chiyuvim are on Yotz HaSandal. That's probably the most complex one to understand and the one that's sometimes most challenging. Okay, Mirza Shembli. And then I'm just going through halachos, familiarizing you with things you should just review in halacha amaisa. But next week I want to go into more detail. So for next week, prepare the whole inyan, Shulchan Aruch with the Nosei Kelim, and Shibur Aruch HaShulchan of Nilas HaSandal.